Welcome into the film room with the head coach, Gus Bradley, brought to you by Cadillac. This week, Marcus Mariota, you saw him a couple weeks ago. Have you been impressed by the young passer?
I have. You know, and I really like what they're doing offensively. You see a lot of multiple tight end sets to try to utilize his strengths.
Is it because of the injury to Justin Hunter, or is it the talented tight ends like Delanie Walker?
Well, Delanie Walker is very talented. I mean, right here, great chance at taking a shot, a backed-up situation, a deep race route, which we've talked before in this show. But, you know, it gives him time with the max protection to hit the deep developing routes.
Over 700 yards receiving for a tight end, which is impressive. But he's not the only guy. Craig Stevens here, right on the cusp of the red zone, runs the seam route. And this is a heck of a throw and a catch by the Titans.
Right, an empty formation. Generally, empty formations mean, you know, quick developing routes. Here they take a shot again, trying to stretch the defense and hit him for a long touchdown. Great catch at the end zone.
Great catch, because it looks like the defender had his off arm kind of hooked around the shoulder a little bit there, and Craig Stevens concentrates, makes the catch. Nice play. The tight ends are a big factor, but also the core players, which also includes the running back, Antonio Andrews. What is this route right here? We used to call this be over.
Well, you know, it's just an angle route by the back. He really has a choice. Sometimes you'll see him angle to the flat, or he'll angle inside, depending on the leverage of the linebacker. Here he angles inside, gets the linebacker to work outside leverage, creates a lot of space, and with a good throw like Marcus did right here, he gave him a chance to run.
And here's the same look, but it's a different play, again, going back to Delanie Walker and the threat that he is, and this is a beautiful throw. If I'm going to slow it down right here, I'm talking about threading the needle.
Well, it's different route combinations by that tight end, but again, very accurate throw, tight window, pretty good coverage by the linebacker, you know, taking away inside leverage, throws it over the top. There is a little bit of a window there. And generally those tight windows occur in the red zone. Here a tight window, and he made him pay.
Tight ends are a big factor this week, right?
Sure are.